The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, our state. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be in a little while. She was in a frenzy this morning cleaning stuff for some reason. She just gets into these clean the house things and other stuff like that. So she's running in a little bit late. She'll be in about 8 o'clock. It's 7:07 in the morning here on May the 20th. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And of course they roll over to several others. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com today. And I'm here with Jared. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing great.
Your mentor, Bad Bob, is undergoing oral surgery today. So we may not see Bob until next week. And that's frankly, I don't want to see Bob until next week, until that's finished. So it looks like you've effectively moved him out of here for a few days. Hey, today's weather forecast, it's going to be about a high today of 78 with a chance of showers, 40% chance of showers with thunderstorms after possible afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 78, calm winds becoming south from 5 to 7 miles per hour, chances of precipitation 40%. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a low around 57. On Thursday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. A chance of precipitation is 30%, and then a 30% chance also Thursday night. So, we keep saying we're about these storms and rain, but I haven't seen anything yet. I'm starting to get a little disappointed here with our weather guessers. Hey, weather is brought to us, though. The report is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's good to be a cool friend of Shasta Gas Propane. Really, our customers are cool friends. Locally owned and operated, veteran-owned business with senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. We have a few guests coming rolling in today, but we have a lot of things to talk about today. We're trying to catch up. You know, every so often because we get a number of guests starting at like 7:15 and goes all the way till 9 o'clock, there's certain things that happen in the city or happen in the world that we never get a chance to talk about, and we're going to try and catch up on all of those today. I think one, though, is quite interesting, and that's the Sacramento San Joaquin River Delta is proposing to reduce their use of water by 25%. They're voluntarily doing that because I think they see down the line here that could be is that even though they've got all these water rights, that the legislature under a drought would have no problem taking part of those away. So they're going to start cutting back like that. You know, what kind of good ideas have you had? What have you done out there? I know it's a little bit early to be asking questions, but what have you done to cut back on your water use? We've cut back twice on watering. Not that we watered a lot anyway to begin with, but we've cut back on that. And this week we're going to cut back one half again on this, and we're just going to turn off sprinklers in certain areas of the of our yard, and we don't have a large yard, but out there along the street, I've noticed is that even though that the sprinklers are not, you know, obviously going out deep into the street, but when they're watering the strip there of grass, that it does get into the street. So we're just going to turn those sprinklers off and go with a dry, grassy place out there for the summer, and if it doesn't look like it doesn't come back next year, maybe we'll find something, not gravel or anything like that, but something to put out there that doesn't need as much water as this does. And then our grass, of course, in our front yard is mainly clover of some kind that somebody planted, who knows, 20 years ago. It's probably got roots that reach down to somewhere 1,000 feet under the earth, because even without any type of watering, it stays green somehow. So that'll stay there. And then, of course, the backyard will just die off. But that's not unusual for parts of our backyard anyway, even if we do water it. So that's one thing. I've actually heard people are actually putting buckets into their showers. So is when they turn on the water, until the water gets hot, they capture that water. And then they use that for outside in their gardens or watering something. I'm wondering if you use this biodegradable soap while you're in the shower, that if you do that, can you just leave the bucket in the shower, and as the water comes off you, you can capture it that way if it's biodegradable soap, and you can use that out on your plants. And what about baths? Do you take baths, Jerry?
I do not.
Have you ever?
Maybe when I was a child.
Oh, you take showers though, right?
Yeah, I do.
Do you put a bucket in the shower with you?
It hasn't gotten to that point yet, but
well. Maybe it has, until it gets warm. You just catch that half gallon of water and then use it later to brush your teeth.
Well, we're letting our lawn get pretty brown, so.
Okay. Well, that's okay. And, as long as you're killing things off, are you washing your car?
No.
That's right. And if you see my truck, you would know that I need to get one of those little bumper stickers from Rocky Slaughter that says, "Drive dirty." That's us. At least that's my car, my truck. I figure that if I don't wash mine at all, and Linda washes her, it's like cutting back, right?
Yeah, I guess it's 50%.
50% at least. Okay, the water issues here are going to get worse. In fact, there was another protest out, and this one was that the group objects to 2.5 billion gallon release to help salmon. And 14 people were out there at Clear Creek Overlook on Tuesday to protest the release of 2.5 billion gallons of water in the Clear Creek to aid salmon during the fourth year of California's drought. They're saying they need to do this using pulse flows that attract adult salmon to water conditions more favorable for spawning. And they're releasing the leader of the the Board of Reclamation said last week the Bureau is releasing the water to meet the Endangered Species Act after some 95% of the 2014 winter run Chinook were lost due to drought. The other people are saying is that this is a waste of the water, that's not what's causing the big die-off, and that this, during a time when people don't even have water in some areas, using 2.5 billion gallons of water seems to be in an excess. And the Board of Reclamation then points out, is that, yeah, but it's coming from a different source, and it's not like the people aren't going to be able to get their water. I don't know, frankly, 2.5 billion gallons of water seems like a lot in this huge, huge drought we're having. Like here, when we're asking people to cut back on their showers, stop watering their yards, to cut back on everything. And there's some areas, that don't have water and they're having to truck their water in. It just seems like 2.5 billion gallons seems to be excessive. I mean, why couldn't you do it with like 1 billion gallons of water or 1.5 billion gallons? When you start using the term billions, it's government. It used to be millions. A million here, a million there. Pretty soon it adds up to be a billion, and then look what happens. The people that come on the show here, like today we're going to have Grace's Place. And 8 o'clock, it's going to be more of an open line. Tomorrow we're having head of REU, Barry Tippin, in to talk about these new rate changes, and also the sheriff. And then Friday we've got a gentleman who is – we had Dr. Patty Bay on May 1st that talked about the death with dignity and being able to choose the time of your death. With a physician saying, yes, it's not being done for mental reasons. It's being done for actually disease reasons, where their last days or months of their life will be in either agony or costing their family so much that they choose not to go on any further. They've just chosen not to do that. Well, on Friday, we have a gentleman that's going to be speaking from the opposite range, why life is so precious, and that once we start, that this bill that's been introduced into the Senate, into the Assembly, that says essentially you can pick the day you want to die is dangerous. And he'll be on Friday to talk about that. But right now, it's 7:15 in the morning here on May the 20th with 61 degrees out there, and we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Wednesday morning, take my blues away. Wednesday morning.
There you go. Take my blues away. Wednesday morning. Jerry, you know, you find the best music. You kind of blew the hump day one, but I got Sungo that says happy over the hump day.
I was trying to make that.
You were trying for it. This is a good song. Who is this?
Blackstream.
Okay. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:19 in the morning here on May the 20th. 61 degrees out there. We could have thunderstorms today. Maybe, you know what, they keep saying that, but I haven't seen any come through here, and I haven't seen any water come through here, except the water we catch in the showers and put out. That Jerry now is going to start taking showers. He's going to start taking the sailor showers, Navy showers, where he turns the water, he gets wet, he turns the water off, soaps himself up, including his 6 feet of hair, and then rinses himself off. Now, the hair, unfortunately, will take 3 days to rinse. And what he says is he's found a better way of doing that. He just makes sure his toilet's clean, and then he dips his head in there, and then he flushes a few times. Is that right?
No, never.
Never. But make sure that you've got your toilet clean that way. That's for sure.
One of these days I'm going to come in with my haircut just because.
No, you're not. Hey, I like it. I'm jealous. You've got this, you know, you've got this long hair and I've had, well, except for one time in my life. One time in my life I had hair that was long enough to have put it in a small ponytail. An Antonio Banderas type of ponytail when I was living and working in Croatia. Other times. Yeah. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. And what can I say except that, hey, Leonard always has great selections of jewelry. He's finest jewelry you're going to find in Reading, California, or probably any part of Northern California. It is right there at 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. But he's got the only trained watch repair maker in the whole area there, too. So if you've got anything wrong with your watch, instead of taking it around to different places, It's going to end up at Four Winds Jewelry anyway. Just cut out the middleman, go straight there. He has it all, and he'll bargain with you in the sense that he may not have a sale out, but you know he's been known to give a little back and forth there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. The Shootout in Waco. You know, there's a lot of stuff coming out now over that. And the fact is you know that the there were something like 27 police outside the Twin Peaks restaurant. And Twin Peaks restaurant, in case you are wondering what that is it's kind of an answer to Hooters. You know, the girls are dressed in, you know, shorts and low cut stuff or whatever they do. And the motorcycle gangs, and there was something like 7 or 8 of them. Now, we say gangs, you think of Hells Angels and the Banditos and the Cossacks and, those like that. And in fact, it was, Cossacks and the Banditos that got into it. And then the fight that started outside, it looks like somebody, you know, in a parking incident went inside, nobody did anything yet. Then it started with pushing, then fighting, then fist and clubs and knees and feet, then went to knives and then guns. Now, the police were all around the place who came in, and reports are that the police were shot at. Police returned fire, killed at least 3 of them, 3 of the people in the melee. But I just saw a blog that said that it had a list of those who were attending this event. And yeah, while you had your Cossacks and your Banditos and your Scimitars and who cares whoever else the hell they were. But you also had ones like Christian motorcycle groups and veteran motorcycle, you know, clubs that were there. So I'm not sure that they were there except for the fact there was a big bike, you know, rally type thing there. And they showed up within their groups, and somehow they also were in the middle of this. And some reports have some of them being arrested, even though they were not members of these Cossacks and Banditos groups. So I guess that is going to finally sort itself out. But I would hate to think that, you know, because, you know, you've got Marine Corps. You've got Marine Corps riders. I've seen the, Bikers for Christ group that are out there all the time. You know, they're not troublemakers. They just ride. They like to ride together. You know, veterans groups get together. Or how about the Goldwing guys? You know, I mean, what if were the Goldwings there? I mean, would they have been arrested too? Wait a minute, I'm a Goldwinger. Well, Goldwinger, you know, wings, gosh, must be a Hell's Angel. Anyway, it's going to be interesting over the next few weeks because they've arrested 170 people about. They're not too sure exactly how many they think. They think it's 170. And each one of them is being charged with being connections to organized crime, which makes their bail immediately $1 million. None of them made bail yet, which is kind of interesting. But it would be kind of interesting to find out is that the chaplain for the Bikers for God is one of the guys in there because he has a beard, and he was snatched up in the net. I would think that the police, though, would, as they start going through all this, and they would find out that there's some that were arrested in the middle of this because they were arrested for safety reasons, and now they found out, okay, you guys are not a threat, but you were in this group, and I would hardly recommend the next time they have a big meeting or big biker meeting like this when you're going to have the outlaw gangs that you maybe just stay away. And here's another problem. People are talking about these outlaw gangs, and they have forgotten, you know, what do you see? You've got Hell's Angels around here. You've got Vagos around here. But you start seeing things like blood drives and toys. toy drives. And, you know, if during Christmas, you know, bikers for, you know, bikers getting toys. A lot of times people don't realize is that maybe in some cases it's like that, but a lot of these biker clubs are gangs and they are organized and they're into drugs heavy and they're into prostitution and sex trafficking and they're into a lot of things. So when you're thinking about the, you know, the kindly, the kindly guys driving around with a big teddy bear on the back of their bike, they could also be, have that teddy bear stuffed with drugs. So don't forget that. On the other hand, don't immediately think that every biker is a bad guy because, you know, frankly, that when you go into some place like Sturgis, when there's, you know, 500,000 bikers, you're going to find the very vast, vast, vast majority of people like myself and Rick Hill and Pat Burchess and all these, you know, people around here that love to ride bikes, all got jobs, all honorable people, and that they just like to ride bikes. And they go to places where there's a lot of fun. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. All right, Waco. Now, shall we move to – where should we move to now? How about – no, I'm not going to talk about the city council. No, 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 no. Not yet. How about – how about the media? Let's talk media. Why is it that Hillary Clinton's been able to go for something like 40 days without answering any questions about the Clinton cash or what's happening in the Middle East or anything of importance? Why is it she's getting away with this? Why isn't the media hounding her, the mainstream media hounding her for answers? Why is it that she can, you know, after this book comes out and says that, gee, after all this money you've made, and that she talks about the fat cats, and yet she made something like $5 million for 52 speeches? I mean, 52 speeches, $5 million. That's a pretty good price. I don't get that much. Do you get that much, Jerry, when you talk? No. Jerry doesn't talk much, so he charges, only charges, you know, $5 a word because he doesn't talk very much. If you talked more like Clinton, you could receive something like, I bet each one of the words she gave in a speech had to be worth $2,000 or $3,000 maybe. Of course, I don't know how long the speech was. If it was an hour long speech, and you talk in measured tones, guys, they had to be, those. Each word had to be worth at least, what, $1,000? 52 speeches, $5 million. That's a lot of money per speech there. What is that? That $100,000 per speech? No, it's got to be more than that. So there's got to be more money. Maybe it was $5 million and something like 12 speeches. I'll go back and check that. Anyway, but why is the media not? Why is media giving her a float by on this one? It's almost like, you know, now they're bringing back Benghazi. She's going to get a float by that. You know, what difference does it make now? Oh. And what about, you know, I mean, this is the Clinton cash book, but she's floated by on the, her having used her own servers. And now it's just come out. She may have had a second server, a second personal server that people are saying that she had too, but she floated by that one. Why is it that the Clintons and especially Hillary is floating by these things that would sink any Republican, anybody that's not the darling of the press? If you name me one Republican, if they had said, hey, his whole tenure in an important cabinet position, defense or whatever, he used his own server. And by the way, the server was at his house. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, there's Secret Service there, but Secret Service aren't inside the server. I mean, do you think a Republican would have gotten a free ride on this one? And then after they say it, they go, oh, well, this is not right, and then they just forget it. And the Clinton cash book. We're going to get to that one in a little bit. But first, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive with Espresso Joe's, with coffee and cold drinks. Now, as it's going to get warmer again in the next few weeks, Espresso Joe's has any type of cold drink you could want. Those you could want iced coffee, iced lattes, any of this stuff is there. Plus, they have a large assortment of beers and wines. And walk next door to the finest tobacco shop in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is absolutely fabulous. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's a veteran-owned business, and it's something that, you know, if you have not been there yet, you need to go down there, get your coffee, look around. It's a great place. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. We'll be right back right after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
My name is Ben Goring, and I'm a high-voltage journeyman lineman for REU, your community-owned electric utility. Linemen maintain REU's system. No matter summer's heat or winter's cold and rain, we are there for you. Our team loves what we do and are committed to doing it safely. Providing the Redding community with reliable power is not only a top priority at REU, it's our passion. I live, work, and play in this community. I'm a husband, a dad, and the coach of my daughter's soccer team. I'm a lineman and very proud to be part of Redding Electric Utilities family.
Howdy folks, Nate Abarea here. Join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Destination North State. Each hour-long show will be direct from special spots in the heart of Northern California, featuring the people and the places that make this region so unique. You'll hear the beautiful and the gritty sides of the North State that we call our own. Made possible by Muse Concrete, Palomar Builders, and Yaks on the Five in Dunsmuir. It's Destination North State every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
KCNR 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way in here in a few minutes. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Leidy and his team of instructors. All of them are NRA instructors, National Rifle Association, been through the schools and all this. They provide the most complete concealed carry training in Northern California. And for a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. That's where maybe you haven't got that pistol picked out yet and you want to have the right pistol. So you can go through the course and the instructors from Northern Firearms Instruction will help you choose that pistol and which one will be right for you that fits your hand. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. I'm here. With Joanne McCauley. Am I pronouncing that right?
McCarley.
Okay. I should know that. I
mean, that's all right.
It's, hey.
You know, I've been called worse.
You've been, no. Lately, too.
Lately.
We'll probably mention that later on. Joanne is from Shining Care.
Yes.
You run Shining Care.
Yes.
Right? And Grace Place.
Right.
Which is where we kind of met, all of us met there, because I went in there one day and saw all the tea and... And I offered a bribe to one of your employees to buy one of your teapots. And she said, absolutely, you know, since you can go out in town and buy these for half that. I said, no, I want this one. But you've got something going on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what Shining Care is.
We are a local nonprofit
And our mission is to assist elderly and disabled adults and their loved ones in finding what they need. When a change of condition happens, it's overwhelming and it's hard to know what to do. So that's a big part of what we do, is just be a support and help people figure out what they need and bring in the services that's needed to remain living safely, hopefully at home, and happily in the community.
Cool. And so doing that to help some of our seniors that have reached that age?
Yes.
Yes. No, hopefully not any of us soon. But right. It happens to everybody.
It does.
And then you have Grace Place.
Yes.
Is it Grace's Place?
It's Grace Place.
Grace Place. Okay. I've gotten half of them right today. Okay. And tell us what Grace Place is.
Oh, Grace Place is a tea house. We also have Pete's Coffee. We have really good food, and we have a boutique. And the reason we have Grace Place is to raise funds for our programs. Our services are not funded by any resource, and we meet the needs of people who typically don't qualify. So people who've worked hard, they don't qualify for Medi-Cal.
Because they have too much money.
They have money, but they
don't. It may be a dollar too much, though.
Right.
I mean, and it can be. A dollar can make a big difference.
And, you know, right now people are making decisions of, well, am I going to pay my water bill or for my medications? Or, you know, it's a tough time, and care can be expensive, and we don't want care to be a barrier for anyone. And so we're just doing what we can, kind of a grassroots effort to meet the needs. And so that's what Grace Place is for, where it's there to raise funds for our programs.
I know you have a lot of teas over there, and you have great lunches.
Yes.
And that you can buy, like I bought a purse for Linda there. Mm-hmm. She really likes it. It just was, you know, because, well, the reason I knew she liked it is that she walked by and she goes, I really like that purse. And it was last year, in fact, getting close to her birthday. It was one of the things that we picked up. But, of course, her birthday lasts 3-4 months.
Well, yes.
It's her birthday tomorrow. That's why I'm in this little frenzy of going around finding little things to do.
Well, you need to come over. We're always restocking the boutique with unique, fun items that are affordable.
Well, that's the other thing is that, you know, And then besides having you Shining Care, you also are, it's Older Americans Month now, May.
May is Older Americans Month.
Jerry, I want you to remember that. I want to be treated with a lot of respect.
Absolutely.
Even more so. I may hold your check. I may hold everybody's check today until they say something nice to me. So does that work?
I don't know. Let me know how that works out for you. I don't
know. Oh, no, this group are a bunch of barracudas on payday, let me tell you. No, I'm just kidding. I am just kidding about that. I've got a great group of people working here. But now it's Older Americans Month, and you've got something that's Get Into the Act.
Yes, so that's kind of the national campaign. But every year, Shining Care, for the last 3 years, we've wanted to just honor older adults. You know, Americans are doing great things in later life. You know, it's not the old preconceived notion of elderly. People who are, even in their 90s are still doing amazing things and active in their community in different ways and making a difference. And we just want to take this time to just honor those folks who really make a difference in our community. And so we have this Powerful Senior Award that we do. It's the third annual Powerful Senior Award. And we're asking the community to nominate. I bet everyone knows a powerful senior.
I think so, probably do. And the nominees must be at least 60 years of age and reside in Shasta, Siskiyou, Trinity, Lassiter, Tehama counties, and who are actively engaged, committed members of the community. And involvement through work or volunteerism must have a positive impact on the community. They should be positive role models who can inspire other older adults to continue to be active, vital members of their communities. You know, the thing about age is it's so much a number.
That's right.
That's all it is. On the other hand, though, that there are things that you used to do all the time. You know, athletic contests and all this that you find yourself not doing the same anymore.
Right.
And yet, you know, there's exceptions to this. We'll go out and run their marathons when they're, you know, 60 years old and that. But you know, when you're running businesses and all the things that people do, you don't have a time to focus on oh gosh, I'm 60 years old or something like that.
Right.
And so, you know, you don't, so I think in a lot of times people don't think older Americans are old until they reach that, like those 80s mark when they're retired.
Right.
I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, I know. It's weird. It's a kind of a strange concept. We always struggle with what terminology to use because there could be, you know, a 95-year-old person that's in far better shape than I am and doing and more physically active and doing all kinds of things. And someone that might be in their 40s that has health issues and just a different lifestyle. So it's really, you know, for
couch
us,
codes.
Our mission is to just, you know, whatever happens to a person, just, you know, as our bodies age, you know, we do have changes of condition and it might limit our ability to do those activities of daily living that we used to do. But that doesn't mean life is over. That doesn't mean that you can't still be active in your own way and still have a quality life. And that's what we're here to help people do. You know, even just a little bit of assistance doing certain things can empower and allow someone to stay healthy, as healthy as possible, and continue living, like really living, not just existing.
And there's a big difference there.
Absolutely.
A difference between existing and living. And one of the one of our chat rooms said, nice spin, Carl, but we are old.
And that's okay.
You are old. I know who the writer is. He's old. He's old. Yeah. He's old. He's younger than me, but he's old.
You know, it's there's nothing. I think we should embrace getting older. My grandmother
consider
lived
the alternative.
Yes, exactly. She had a lot of wrinkles because she spent a lot of time outdoors. She was a property manager and she owned her property. She worked hard. She said, "I earned these wrinkles. I'm proud of my wrinkles."
I can tell you that my in-laws are 84 and 82, respectively. Or 83. She just turned 83 last week, and then he's going to be 85 on the 4th of July. And if I have as much energy as they do when I'm 75, I will consider myself a fortunate man.
Yep.
Because they are on the go all the time, traveling, and you know they don't let themselves get sedentary. They just don't sit down.
Right.
There's something going on all the time with them, whether they're going to the theater or something like this.
Right.
And this is why people can enjoy life
absolutely
as they age. And if they're having a few problems, this is where you guys come in.
Right.
For Shining Care.
Right. Because it can, you know, it can be a tough time for the family, not knowing, you know, what to do. And a lot of times people, you know, kind of overreact just kind of out of uncertainty. And when actually just there are answers, and that's our job, is to just really get to know the person and the family and really find out what might be putting them at risk, what they need help with, and then find the right resource for them at the most cost-effective way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what if they need help, like a daily help?
Right.
Somebody to come in. Is that something you do, or do you find them?
We do that also.
You find them an asset for that, or do you all do that?
We look to see, you know, what their budget is. There is a program called In-Home Supported Services that they might qualify for. We always look to whatever's free first. Sometimes there are what we call natural supports. Fancy term for friends, family, neighbor that wants to help out. They just don't know what to do. So sometimes that's the answer, just a volunteer,
them.
A person, and we'll equip them to know what to do. And other times it's most appropriate to pay someone, and whether it's our agency or another, there are many good home care agencies in the area. Mm-hmm. We'll find the right one for them or help agencies work together and just bring in what's needed. It's really, we call it a circle of support around the person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you help, is it mainly people that live by themselves or couples? Or?
You know, we have just about every situation. A lot of couples. And we do serve couples, you know, with individual support plans, but they, and they help each other too. And then we just bring in assistance where they both need help. So it's actually a very fun job. Because even at a time, you know, often we'll get the call, you know, from the hospital, kind of the panic, oh, there's a change. We don't know what to do. We're getting discharged. You know, things are going to look different. We don't know what that's going to look like. And it's, if you can imagine, it would be a little frightening. Like, is my life going to change? What's my life going to look like now? We're there to just make sure we understand what's important to them. What's your lifestyle? And just bring in whatever support fits in their lifestyle. It shouldn't have to change your life.
Sure. But my mom came out to, I took my mom on a, when I my mom was living with my sister. But then I'd get and take mom and fly her out to San Diego, and then she and I would drive and visit her friends in Arizona. And the last time we went there, my mom had always said, gosh, you know, I wish I'd moved back to Arizona. Well, we were there in the summer. And she goes, I'm really glad I didn't move back here so hot. The point I'm getting, though, is that she had a friend that was in an assisted living facility. It was a house, a larger house. Mm-hmm. And in her room, she was rooming with a guy. Not because she was forced to. It's because these two, this beautiful little lady and this old guy were like in their late 80s. And they gave each other, I guess, that companionship yep. and comfort. And they had little recliners, you know, in their room and in their, you know, in their separate beds. But they lived together like that and they helped each other. And it was kind of touching, really. But, you know, inside a home that was, you know, continual care also. So Shining Care is able to help those that are out there that want, you know, it's better to keep people in their homes. Right. Is that right?
And most of the time that's what people want. But sometimes the best option is to find the assisted living. It really depends on the personality. And so if the best option is to find an assisted living or senior apartment, then we'll help them find that. And sometimes people, it's hard to know what's a good fit for you. You know, you look at maybe the decor or the location and you make a choice on that. What we want to do is make it even a better fit. And we know what each facility offers, what the personality is of that facility, and we try to help match so that it's a good placement for them.
We're here with Joanne McCarley, who is the head of Shining Care and Grace Place. And we're going to take a quick break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right in Reading. John Bastiani and his wife started his shop 6 years ago in the middle of the recession and has thrived in it. And why? Customer service, just like anywhere else. Customer service, knowing what his customers want and providing the finest in both firearms and ammunition and shooting accessories. All of this from Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or again, visit them at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Classes, guns, equipment, everything you could possibly want. Bastiani Arms. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Came in the middle of, errands that I had to be taking care of this morning. So happy to have you here talking about Shining Care. It's a powerful thing. We're going to talk more about that when we get back. Good morning on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Get ready, race fans. NASCAR Pro Series West roars into Shasta County for the Phil Schmidt Memorial 150 K&N race at the Shasta Speedway, May 29th and 30th. This will be the first time in 22 years a NASCAR racing series has raced at the Shasta Speedway, and you don't have to miss any of it. Over 20 NASCAR drivers will compete 150 laps. Just go to ShastaSpeedway.com for complete details. Don't miss your chance to experience NASCAR at the Shasta Speedway on May 30th. Get your advance tickets online at Shasta-Speedway.com TicketLink or buy local at participating Tri-Counties banks and Napa Auto Parts. This is sure to be a sellout NASCAR event right here in Anderson. There's still time to get your tickets online at Shasta-Speedway.com TicketLink or local outlets. You can experience NASCAR right here at the Shasta Speedway on Saturday, May 30th. See you there.
Yeah.
said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now.
Well, good morning, and yes, we are talking about Shining Care
Greetings, bottle of wine.
The Powerful Senior Award here, this portion of the show. And our weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Currently 63 degrees right now. It's going to be high. The highs today are 78. Chance of showers tonight with 57. Tomorrow looks like we have a high of 80. With Thursday night, chance of showers again with 59. You know what? We've had a chance of showers all week long with those looming clouds. Friday, high of 79, and Friday night, low of 61. Again, Shasta Gas Propane brings us our weather. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. We have a caller this morning. Let's go right to Don. Good morning, Don. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Well, I'm a senior for sure. And
well, you've been a senior for like 15, 20 years, though, right?
At least, but I'm on hold now.
Okay.
You've pressed the pause button.
I read that the analysts are predicting that the California revenue will exceed $3 billion, more money than they had thought. So I think it's time for us seniors to start lobbying our legislator to cut into some of that money for, you know, services here in places like Shasta County. I mean, we've got some great senior programs and such, but, you know, the population, senior population here is growing exponentially, upward. And so, you know, I think it's time to give a call to our legislators and get some of that money redirected up north.
Well, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. And then I was also reading that there's about 30 cities in California that have a living wage voted in by city councils and such. And I went online, and there's a living wage calculator. And you type in your zip code, and to live comfortably or basically with a living wage in Redding, one would need to get $11.23 an hour. Now, I know some say that's a job killer, but think about it. So if people made $11.23 an hour, they'd be doing pretty good to pay their rent and buy their food and pay their bills. And, you know, In-N-Out hamburger starts out at $10 an hour. So it's not unfeasible, and you know, that's something for us to consider here in Redding as a ballot measure or something, go to the city council and see if they'd do it, and a living wage. And it means just that, a living wage. And, you know, and that affects seniors, too, because that could result in a little boost in Social Security checks each month. So there's all kinds of ways that we can do things right here at home.
Okay, Don. I for one, think that when you start raising wages on for people that work in fast food restaurants and these places, which are, as everybody knows, it's a way for kids to get through college, that if you make it to where it's that much, like L.A. just voted to, or they're coming out to vote $15 an hour, what that does then is it takes away a lot of opportunities for kids working through the summer because now it's a full-time job. And then how many people that are working as a fry cook is going to stay at 15? I mean, they could stay there at $15 an hour.
Uh-huh.
So it does kill. And when you do it in Los Angeles, all it means is they may be moving. And this is all work. It's not just fast food places. The only thing they have to do is travel a mile and be out of the city limits.
Well, yeah. not,
yeah. Well, yeah.
Yes,
well, yeah.
LA.
You got to think
LA.
About that. Well, it's right here. All he'd have to do is move out across the city line into Anderson, and guess what? Anderson has this huge boom in employment and businesses because there's a lot of small businesses that they can't pay $15 an hour.
And they were smart enough to vote in a tax to support their police department, and they've got a good police department now. Yeah.
Okay. Got one.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay. I can argue this because a lot of the minimum wage jobs are just that. It's to get you started. And if you take it up so it's a living wage job, now you have cut out a whole lot of people. Anyway, we're here with Joanne McCarley. And here's a question that came in, Joanne, was many people have long-term home care insurance. Does this work well with the home care for the elderly?
Yes, if it's the right kind.
Okay.
My friends tease me and say I should be a long-term care salesperson because I, get going on it. But what we've seen over the years is that folks who do have that non-medical home care and assisted living type of insurance or custodial care insurance, they are able to access more help. And it can get quite expensive really quickly. And so even if your insurance doesn't cover everything, it does make a big difference. Now, you have to get the right policy, and that's been difficult over the years. We've seen folks,
I'm sorry. We just have people running in and out of here. Joanne, you just keep going.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening behind me.
Oh, nothing.
Very
exciting. Well, no, we have people coming and bringing things in. Oh, we're just trying to see if we can hang on for a couple more minutes here.
Maybe it's coffee.
We have fresh coffee right here.
Okay. So anyway, what we've seen over the years, it's much easier for folks financially if they have long-term care insurance. What I would recommend is really talking to the different agents, finding out which companies are truly going to pay, and it's not the medical care that adds up, it's the non-medical assistance, the mm-hmm. assistance with those activities of daily living that we all take for granted. I can put my shoes on right now by myself, but something might happen to me later where I can't. That's a basic thing. I might need to get to the grocery store. So, these are things that are not medical, but people need assistance with as their condition changes.
Now, insurance companies who first sold this, as you said, did not see the silver tsunami coming because people are living so much longer.
Yes.
And now they've clearly, the insurance policies that they sold 25 years ago.
Yes, many of them, and that has been a sad thing to see. So there were folks that got their insurances, and then the company, disbanded, got taken over three times. It's been very challenging, and it is a challenge. We really advocate for our clients. We actually bill for our elderly that don't have an advocate.
You do? And that's fascinating.
Yes, because, in my experience, insurance companies don't always like to pay out when it comes time. It's challenging. You have to jump through a lot of hoops. And so we do that for folks. We really go to bat. And
do you ever do any headbutting?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, occasionally.
You get more bees with honey. So we do it that way. But,
really?
But yeah.
Maybe you should pass that on to the city council. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Our guest is Joanne McCarley, who is just a super individual. Who does so much for our community in a lot of different ways.
Yay, Joanne.
And heads up Grace Place, but also Shining
Care. Which is a
wonderful
place.
What are some numbers people can call you at?
530-232-5543.
And remember, this is Older American Month in May. I want to be treated a little bit different from all of you. Because Older American is what, 60?
That's what they say.
I don't think that's true. I think, they're going to have to revamp a lot of this. You know, mm-hmm. like they keep moving it up. It used to be 60 and it's 65 if you're flying. And I think they ought to do that so it's older Americans are like 70. Yeah.
Well, I remember getting my ARP, my first ARP magazine. Thank God Goldie Hawn was on the cover. I was turning 50. I thought, this is just weird.
Well,
but 50, you can go to certain places that at 52 or 55, you get your senior discount. But anyway, so do look into long-term health care.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Recommended by Joanne.
And again.
Thanks for a Grace Place, too. It's a beautiful tea house, by the way, if you've not been there. A wonderful place to commune and just feel this peaceful, love and know that your funds are going towards something that's very worthy.
Joanne, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Well, you know what? You do a lot for our community here. And you ought to be one of the ones that they talk. Well, I don't think you're old enough. But someday you're going to get into the aging seniors group.
I get my AARP card next year.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama is framing the challenges of climate change as a matter of national security. He'll try to make that case today as he speaks at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut. Meanwhile, House Speaker John Boehner says the president should be taking the threat of ISIS more seriously.
The threat is growing faster than what we and our allies can do to stop it.
Boehner notes the capture of Ramadi by ISIS as a major concern in Iraq.
When a major city in Iraq, Ramadi, it gets overrun by ISIL, and the administration says, well, it's just a temporary setback. It's 70 miles from Baghdad.
Meanwhile, the government of Iraq is renewing its commitment to arm anti-militant Sunni tribes following the loss of Ramadi. Also at SRNews.com, the Japanese airbag maker Takata is doubling the number of airbags it's declaring defective. Could you have a car that's affected? Well, the auto safety expert Sean Kane says drivers who worry that may be the case need to start by checking their VIN number.
You can do that using the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration VIN lookup, or go to the vehicle manufacturer's website to plug in your VIN number.
Meanwhile, Fiat Chrysler CEO Sergio Marchionne says his company will adjust to stricter enforcement of auto safety rules by the U.S. government.
Marchionne says Fiat Chrysler will cooperate with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and answer all of its questions. His remarks come on the heels of the scheduling of a rare public hearing by the agency to find out if Fiat Chrysler failed to properly fix problems in 20 recalls affecting over 10 million vehicles. Marchionne says the industry isn't used to stricter enforcement and the adjustment will be painful.
That's Jeremy House reporting the DEA is cracking down on so-called pill mills in the South. The Associated Press has learned of early morning raids in Arkansas, Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Suspects in the DEA's Operation Pillution include doctors and pharmacists. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Tornadoes across North Texas have spread widespread damage but left no immediate reports of injuries. Storm Prediction Center forecaster Chris Broyles.
From Wichita Falls southeastward toward the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but closer to the Red River and in far southern Oklahoma. We had about 20...
At least one tornado struck the old North Texas resort town of Mineral Wells early yesterday evening. And at least two churches sustained damage. Are some of the bikers who were caught up in the violence in Waco, Texas, that killed 9 people, innocent of any wrongdoing? The wife of one says so. Katie Roten telling the Associated Press that when the shooting started, her husband, Theron, ran for cover and was later arrested right along with all the other, what she called, nonviolent, non-criminal people inside the restaurant. Some 170 people in all were taken into custody. This is SRN News. Mark your calendars. Next year, tax day falls not on April 15th, but April 18th.
The IRS says taxpayers in most states will get an extra 3 days to file their federal returns in 2016. The filing deadline is being delayed because the District of Columbia will celebrate Emancipation Day on April 15th. By law, local holidays in the nation's capital impact tax deadlines the same way federal holidays would.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. Four big banks will be shelling out $2.5 billion in fines. J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Barclays, and the Royal Bank of Scotland admit they conspired with one another to fix rates on U.S. dollars and euros traded in the huge global market for currencies. A settlement with the U.S. Justice Department says criminal behavior took place between December 2007 and January 2013. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning here, May the 20th. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, so you can hop into our chat room. And good morning there to Sen Golden, Jarhead. And Jarhead, who is, by the way, is setting a record here for the he's in that senior month thing. He's into the he's one of our seniors, and he's very much in our seniors. In fact, for somebody that walks around, I haven't seen anybody walk around that's that old in a long time. I'm not sure if he doesn't have.
You're getting jousted by Carl, right, by the way, live on the air. Hey, it's currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning on this 20th of May and on this beautiful, well, my gosh, is it hump day?
It's hump day.
Did you play the hump thing?
No, he didn't.
Oh, my God, you missed again.
He could have done it at 8 o'clock, but he didn't do it then either.
Well, okay. He's
going to recover with that wonderful Wednesday song.
Yeah, he did. He played a great Wednesday song.
Today, it's going to be a high of 78. Chance of showers today as well as tonight with our lows of 57. Thursday, looks like we're going to have 79. Thursday night around 59. Moving on to Friday and Saturday. Highs in about 79s, lows in around the 60s, with chance of showers as well. The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, which is locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
And let's not forget it's a veteran-owned business, which just won a big award for hiring veterans, which we always care about that. You know, this was going to be more or less kind of an open Wednesday, but Captain Todd Garr, he stopped by to drop something off from the highway patrol. And what happened was we immediately grabbed him and pulled him in here for a few questions. So good morning there, Captain.
Good morning. Good morning. I'll know better than to drop stuff off in person from now on. I'll have one of the officers.
Well, if you can do it, you just throw it through the door and just keep running. Otherwise, you know, you never can tell. You know, sometimes we'll grab you. Sometimes we won't.
I think this is a setup because Chief, in the email traffic, he didn't want it mailed or dropped off. He wanted me to do it. So I think you might have put him up to that.
There you go.
That this was all a conspiracy. So.
Well, thanks for being game. You're just like, come on, join us. And I know, Carl, what you have on your, he's game. So what Carl was asking you, and I think everybody's on, and it's on everybody's minds, is what's going on with this, you know, give us a little, like, maybe an education in the gang situation in Waco.
Well, you know, commonly in law enforcement, we prefer to refer to them as the outlaw motorcycle gang element, or OMG.
OMG.
OMG. It has a different meaning, yes. I think, than is mainstream now. But
easily rememberable.
And, you know, one thing I picked up on, and I actually commend him for doing it, is the sheriff and the police chief in that jurisdiction down there in Texas, the sheriff is openly identifying two of the gangs that were central to this conflict, and the police chief refuses to do that. And I commend him for doing that. He does not want to legitimize or show that sign of respect to those two gangs by identifying them by name and adding to their notoriety that they already have. I think that's appropriate in this case. But one of the things you were asking was, how easy it is to see those lines
blur
yeah. between just your Americana people that are out riding their Harleys, the Harley owners groups.
Yeah. Because if you look at them, I mean, they've got their colors, I guess you could say, because mm-hmm. it has Harley owners group hog on it. And then some beards, sometimes longer hair.
Right.
Well, you have a vest when you ride that's got like some, not wings on the back.
I don't know what it says. I dare you to stop me.
Yeah.
And, no, it doesn't say that.
Don't tread on this.
No, it does
something.
Not say that. It doesn't say that. So what you're saying is you know, that's a little tough there. It does blur the lines.
Yeah, and you had mentioned Patriot Guard. You know, I know, and I believe it's Fred Salante.
Missing in America Project?
I was a new lieutenant in Reading, and he came into our lobby looking much the part that you just described with patches and denim and leathers and whatnot. And, you know, I got to talking to him a little bit, and he explained his project and what he was doing. And I believe he's was a major in the military. Not sure if he was Marine Corps or Army.
He was in the Army, okay. Wounded in Vietnam, and actually began the MIA project right here in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
So
and so I think, you know, with that, it's one of those situations where you can't judge a book by its cover. And that there's a lot of great people. And in our culture, just in law enforcement, it's Harley-Davidson is a staple. You know, we rode Harleys and Indian motorcycles back in 1929. And for all of these years, now 85-plus years later, we're back to riding Harleys. And a lot of those officers that rode a bike for 30 years, they just don't, you know, get off and walk away from that. It becomes a part of their life. And so a lot of our folks ride. But... you know, one thing to be cognizant of is on when you see all those patches, there's a lot of meaning to in the subculture of outlaw motorcycle gangs to colors of the patches, what it says. And that's where those lines can start to blend a little bit. A completely legitimate club may, in fact, have to go get permission from an illegitimate club to wear a certain patch or have their patch a certain color. And therein lies, even if they're not engaged in any illegal activity, now this relationship starts, and even this mutual respect starts. And they've done a great job with their public relations campaigns to, you know, do toy drives and many other
the
things.
The red and white. A lot of things
they do on the surface really appear to be altruistic and for the good of the community. But underlying among all of that is a criminal business enterprise that has inflicted a lot of pain and misery on communities all over the world, really. I mean, these are national, international criminal organizations.
And they fought this, you know, and they've become almost, in some cases, you get into Sonny Barger from the Hells Angels, who was the president of the Hells Angels for a long time. He's a stone-cold criminal, and maybe even a murderer. I don't know if that was ever proven, but it, you know, so many allegations there. He's written two or three books. He's been in movies. I mean, it's almost like he's almost transcended what he was, even though he brags about what he was, you know, to this day.
And he's a cultural icon. And if you go to these rides and these rallies, he has his own line of merchandise that he sells. His lines for autograph, his books are out the door. And if you talk to the people in those lines, you would find
they're not gang members.
I think you'd be surprised. You'd find, you know, business professionals and people from moms, veterans, people from all walks of life. And you know, maybe that speaks to a little bit of our history as a nation and a little bit of that
outlaw
stripe.
Yeah.
But
you know, Jesse James, still, even though that he was a cold stone killer, is still looked out there.
He's
you
a
remember
family
him,
man.
Billy the Kid. All these, you know, these people that you think of, you know, these outlaws, and it strikes some kind of chord there, I think.
And they have, just like any gang that you have, whether it's the ones, you know, down in South Central LA or South America, wherever, there's a brotherhood that exists. The same thing in the military and mm-hmm. in law enforcement. There's a brotherhood or a kinship that they provide for each other. And I'm certain that they would step in front of a bullet for each other. And they find a level of camaraderie that they haven't been able to find anywhere else. That was a big draw for veterans after the Vietnam War to get into these clubs. because
in World War II when they first started.
Yeah, they
back,
didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't have that, and that motorcycle culture, you know, filled that need for them.
Filled that gap that they had, that feeling of brotherhood and that family feeling that they wouldn't get even with their own families because of a certain level there. Captain Todd Garr of the California Highway Patrol heads up the Redding, right? The Redding office or
yes.
The Redding section up there?
We're up off of Oasis and I-5, yeah. And we do all the patrol operations for Shasta County.
Can we keep you a little bit longer?
Sure.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air. It's another better-known business that has been in the North State for well over two decades.
And a Harley rider.
And a Harley rider. And he rides with the Hog group there, the Harley owners group. And that group comes down the road, ought to be stopped just for general purposes. No. And he and his people provide some of the best care and repair work or, you know, preventive maintenance on your heating and cooling systems that you're going to find in Northern California, maybe all of California. He can offer warranties or guarantees. If you have an emergency, Martin and his people are there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to help you. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. It's 8:16 in the morning, 64 degrees out there on the 20th of May. We'll be right back.
Country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. This Memorial Day weekend, we'd like to invite all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything inside the store. It's our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. That's Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Locally owned and operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Oh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Junior Brown, I like it.
Jerry, you are so good, man. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It is 8:20 in the morning here on Wednesday, May the 20th. 64 degrees out there. And this portion brought to you, our show brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked the top 100 hospital for the third year in a row. Plus, their cardiac unit is in the top 50 in the United States. Yeah, right here, Shasta Regional Medical Center. How do they do that? Well, you know they can take care of your body. But the big thing they know is that treating people well can change their lives, and they're famous for that. What a great place. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, not only that, but they're hiring vets. Shasta Regional Medical Center, I just want to, and I'm taking my hat off to you, buddies, and you out down there for the veterans that you're hiring down there. It's a percentage that you all want to hire and that you are hiring. So a big shout out to Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our guest, another veteran. But you were in the Air Force, right?
It's still, yes, I was. You've told me before, it still counts.
Well, barely. I still remember that y'all had the Warthogs there. You still have the Warthogs, the A-10s?
We do. That's a controversial subject right now in the Air Force. But
it was controversial when we had them in Desert Shield and Desert Storm because they used to come over and strafe us now and then, just for practice.
Well, you know, that's how you guys like to live. Keep us on the edge.
Keeps us right on the edge. Miserable. We can shoot in any direction at that point. Yeah, there you go. Captain Todd Garr heads up the Reading Department of the California Highway Patrol right here with us, who was just walking by to deliver something. But we wanted to get his insight on gangs. And of course, if we're talking about motorcycle gangs per se, we know that we've got some gangs here in the Reading area that ride motorcycles.
And real quick, I'll have to go back to that theme song real quick. That we did some training in the mid-90s with our marijuana eradication teams with the Air Force Pararescue Unit. And they piped that music in during the training. And so as much as it has some positive memories, that's definitely a negative one. Because, they worked us over pretty good.
Well, you know the Pararescue Boys are in the early 80s. The Marines worked with them to teach them patrolling because their job was to, of course, get in there. But how do they get from where they got down to where they needed to be? So we worked with them and helping them and teaching them patrolling tactics.
They're straight up tier one operators in this day and age. Are definitely in the mix. So
tier one means that you're in the special operations cartel that we have here in the United States. You have tier one being the highest group there, along with Delta and Marine Corps special operations units in this also. So, okay, we obviously have some gangs here.
We do.
In Reading. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to be on the surface that there's a lot of problems around here.
I would say you're right. On the surface. It doesn't. If you're in the business of law enforcement, it's, it's something that we are certainly seeing on a consistent and continuous basis. And there are other crime-related issues that have gotten the public's attention, as well as ours, especially, right here in within the city limits of Reading. But, unfortunately, that has only given some organized crime. And that's really what a gang is, just organized crime, a different level of that. And one thing about the motorcycle gangs is I think people tend to look at their appearance and maybe their lifestyle, and they underestimate how savvy these individuals are. They're very calculated. They make very good business decisions. They probably have financial portfolios to compete with anybody out there. And so I think that it's a mistake when we don't give them the appropriate level of consideration when it comes to how careful they are about doing things. They've been taken to task time and time again, and they have some of the very best attorneys out there, and it can be terribly frustrating. And every time you make a case against one, you tend to learn something, and it's this back and forth effort. The next case you make, you ensure that mistake is not made or that legal loophole is tied off. and then that balance continues to escalate and go on down the road. But here locally, I mentioned earlier about gangs that are immigrant based gangs that come up, and when we saw
Noteros and things like
that. Nortinos.
Nortinos, yes, I'm sorry. I'm not that familiar with them as I'm sure you are.
Yeah, and some of the Asian immigration that came into the area, and initially it starts out, and sometimes it stays that way. It just starts out as a way to protect themselves from, you go back to the gangs in New York,
it's each block had their own gang,
right, the Irish gangs, it can still start that way, and then sometimes those groups are able to assimilate. We are able as Native Americans, if you will, or that's Gary wouldn't appreciate that term. Gary Hayward, my friend at Wind River, but sometimes we do a better job at striking a balance and a working relationship and a friendship, if you will, with these people, and they don't have to get into that defensive posture. And so it doesn't always start out just to commit crime. Sometimes it starts out that because they have the same culture or whatever, they spend time together, and then that can lead to criminal activity. And sometimes it can lead to just having a good community base. And I think our local Mien community is an example of that. They have banded together in a lot of really positive ways through the church out in west of town or east of town. And through that leadership, and so
but there was at one time there was a problem.
Yep,
in Hmong community. But
yeah,
and ended though. I mean, because the elders got into that, didn't they?
They did. They showed a leadership role, and they really made an effort to try to be a positive part of the community. And we still have, we have issues with all different elements of the community. And,
sure.
I would say here, especially in Shasta County, crime has no color here locally, so it's an equal opportunity employer, unfortunately.
Well, unfortunately. Yeah, this summer, what's it look like on the roads? Is it y'all looking at a big year this summer?
It's hard to say. I think our biggest trepidation going into the summer is the fire season. I just attended some meetings along with the sheriff's office and Cal Fire, and I think that we are all just anxiously awaiting the fire season to see how it plays out, trying to make sure our people have the appropriate level of training to realize when they're in a bad situation. I know I was in the Lewiston fire, and when I had a complete load of borate dumped on my patrol car, that was my first clue that I probably shouldn't be where I was at.
Is that the red stuff?
That's the red stuff.
I got to ask this question.
Uh-huh.
When you drive back, and your car is covered with the red stuff, with the borate, what do people say?
Well, I wasn't concerned about what a whole lot of people said. I was more concerned with what my sergeant was going to say. So I can't repeat what he said on air to you. But
might be that you were a little bit close.
He made it perfectly clear that I shouldn't have come back, leave with a white patrol car and come back with a red patrol car. Let's put it that way. So, but that's so that's one element that that I think this year more than others that we're looking at. And then the other one is Caltrans is, this is their construction season. They've got some in all parts going over the coast, Highway 44 here. They just had a meeting last night that they hosted to go over all of their project plans. And they have a very aggressive construction schedule this summer, and that's going to create some traffic issues that we'll have to contend with. But, I think that getting that infrastructure improved and all of the labor opportunities it brings to the area is a great thing. Our locally based, like you mentioned Tullis earlier.
Tullis, Shea, all these guys.
Yeah, great working relationship with those people.
Means Trucking and those guys.
Yes, yeah, they're all very concerned with their employee safety and the public safety as you're traveling through those. And so they make a great partnership for us and what we're out there to try.
That's
to
good.
Do.
It's good to know that everybody's working together on this because it can be maddening. We went through there, three or four years ago, heading to the coast over a windy road on the Harley, and got behind two van loads of people. And I mean, literally, I had my feet down on the ground most of the trip over the mountains, because they were going so slow. And then there'd be just as when you thought you could get past them, there was a construction.
Right.
There was a construction spot right there. And then so, it was I can see where there's accidents, because if you lose your temper there, or lose your not mm-hmm. your temper, but you lose patience.
Patience.
And you push it, yeah. and you know, that's when your accidents happen.
The biggest advice I give you going to the coast and back is I guess two pieces. Don't be in a hurry. And there's a retired harbor patrolman that used to write an article here in the local paper, and that enjoy the ride. And I think that I've been in that situation before, towing a trailer over there, whatever, and there's a lot of beautiful scenery on the way. Stop at the straw house, get a cup of coffee, and just enjoy the ride and the scenery, and try not to push it, because that road can bite you if you let your guard down or you get into a hurry.
Okay. Our guest has been Captain Todd Gar, and we just snatched him off the road here. We're going to turn
him
loose.
Thank you so much.
You know, especially with all the stuff going on, I know that you've got such a wide range of experiences here, and you've been in our area a long time. You know, from you were born here, born and raised around here. Went into the Air Force here with Gary Hayward.
I did.
A good friend of all of ours, who is now heading up the general manager out there at Wind River. So
doing good things.
And again, you be careful out there.
I will.
And this is going to be Memorial Day weekend coming up. Is that usually
a big travel weekend? Any of these types of weekends, you know, on the getaway day and the comeback day are the busy ones. The in between tend to not.
When's the comeback day? Monday.
Monday's
the comeback day.
Yeah, late Monday afternoon.
So Sunday, traveling on Sunday is probably pretty good then.
It typically is, but, you know, I don't want the patrol guys are probably not happy because there's a lot of superstition, you know, you don't want to jinx yourself, that type of thing. But
okay.
Is there a day that you put everybody on the road?
So we call it our maximum enforcement period. So any of the major holidays, Memorial Day, July 4th, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's are all our what we call MEPs. And so we have 80% of all of our available staffing out. There's a formula that we use to have them out during the 4 days. Mm-hmm. So I can dip below that on, let's say, the Sunday, the example of this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
If I can have, you know, let's say 90% on the getaway day, 90% on that day, and then the in-between days I can have some lower staffing. But generally you'll see more of us out there.
I don't know if this is classified, but how many patrolmen do you have up here in your area right here for the Redding? And because I know it goes, you all hand them off up there to Siskiyou County, and then there's a number of regions here,
right.
12 or something like that.
We have we're primarily broken down by counties, and there's a little bit of overlap like between us and our Mount Shasta CHP office, which is a smaller command, and the Alturas and Susanville office. I have a little bit of Lassen County up in the Bernie Resident Post area that's ours.
Mm-hmm.
But our assigned strength for the Redding office is about 46 patrol officers. So we don't always have that many, and I'm constantly, you know, fighting that fight to try to get those positions filled. But of those 46, then I've got some 5 that are up in Bernie and handle a very, very large geographical area up there. And then I have some that are assigned to special task forces and things like that. So it's always a struggle to get as many of those people out on patrol that we can, because my operation is all about, you know, the rubber meets the road. You're driving to Sacramento, you have car trouble. We want to make sure that a higher patrol officer comes in and provides that assistance if you need us. So that's our major. We have other units that are flying helicopters and doing all kinds of great things, but ours is just primarily focused on that black and white patrol presence.
Okay. Captain Todd Gar.
Thank you so much.
California
right.
Highway
us
Patrol,
this
the premier motor, the premier, what can I say, policing
the,
agency
the
in the
premier
United States.
Traffic law enforcement agency in the world.
In
we
the
love
world.
It.
We'll work
in
on
the world.
We'll
thank
okay.
you for,
work on that.
Thank you for what you do.
You're welcome. Right. I couldn't say no. Linda chased me down the sidewalk. So I.
you just 5 minutes. I'm going to go get my coffee. I'll be right back. Thank you.
All right, you guys have a great day.
All
thanks
right,
for having
thanks
me.
Thanks a lot. Okay, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 7:33 in the morning.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
My name is Ben Goring, and I'm a high-voltage journeyman lineman for REU, your community-owned electric utility. Linemen maintain REU's system. No matter summer's heat or winter's cold and rain, we are there for you. Our team loves what we do and are committed to doing it safely. Providing the Reading community with reliable power is not only a top priority at REU, it's our passion. I live, work, and play in this community. I'm a husband, a dad, and the coach of my daughter's soccer team. I'm a lineman and very proud to be part of Reading Electric Utilities family.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Spring Water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm coming out. Yes, welcome back to KCNR, 1460. I requested this song. Out. Congratulations to finally we got through The Voice and we got through Dancing with the Stars. And so happy. We watched that last night right to the close till 11 o'clock. What's going on?
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans, another veteran-owned business. Great place. That's where I get my haircut. It's where anybody who's anybody gets their haircut. Right there at Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from the subway off Athens Avenue.
I was over there yesterday. You're right. It is Man's Last Stronghold.
Did you get your haircut there? You got your haircut?
No, next door.
Can we talk about the Voice and the...
what I was leading into.
Dancing with the Stars.
Go ahead.
All right. I talked about the heroism of this guy named Noah, the soldier. Wounded in a second tour in Iraq, lost his left arm, left leg. And, I mean, this wasn't like... I mean, he lost it right below the shoulder. I'm sorry, he lost his arm probably 6 inches below the shoulder. And then his leg probably 4 inches above his knee. And the courage that this young man showed in coming back from this injury to getting in front of millions of people. And he made it into the finals. What a great night. Now, can he dance as well as the other people? No, because you just can't dance as well.
He can't bend that leg.
You can't bend the leg.
The one, the prosthetic.
But can you express yourself so that you touch the hearts of millions of people?
True.
And did he?
True. He did. I think that he evoked people getting off their heinies off the couch and thought, if this guy can do it, so can I. It was truly...
He was the fan favorite.
He was the spirit that came out of this guy. It was amazing, and I think all the judges were, you know, just said, by far, you are our favorite. But ultimately, at the end, though, it is voted by the people and the judges together. And so, Rumor Willis. And you know what? She worked really hard, too.
Bruce Willis is in Demi
right.
Moore's son, or daughter.
But she became her own person, and that's the beautiful thing, because she always would have been, probably in the public's eyes, oh, that's Bruce Willis and Demi Moore's daughter. Well, now she's Rumor Willis. There's... you know, for America, you watch these people evolve as they start at the beginning of the program, and then where they end up, and you see that spirit, how hard they work, the things that they overcome, the fear that they overcome, the doubts that they have to go through, it just is wonderful. The other person, of course, was a guy named Riker, who is just extremely gifted as well. But we enjoyed watching the whole process.
Those Disney-type kids, right? He and his family.
We enjoyed the whole process of that, and then we were switching back and forth, of course, with The Voice. And that's another wonderful show that is completely on the merit of your voice when you're selected to start with that journey. It's not how you look. You could be... You know, you could have three eyes and be 500 pounds. They don't know. It's your voice.
Do we know who won that?
Yes, it was Sawyer. I know we were falling asleep at that point, but Sawyer won.
Was that the kid with the
little
hair?
Yes, the kid, okay. The 16-year-old kid who's just
got hair down
going to,
his, to
sell millions of records.
He makes you look like a short hair.
He just has the best voice. He just has this... He's just so soulful, you know? I love the fact that he works on a farm and... He's pure, and I think that we can become so calloused with looking at the news, reading a paper, hearing about death and mayhem and looting and riots, that it's beautiful to see a young man who just has this beautiful spirit that comes through his eyes, and he sings from the soul of a purity. You know, he loves music. Like, again, grew up on the farm. You know, his family has 80 acres outside of New York. And that was really great. And the other gal that was, you know, first runner-up, you know, to see that she's been through heartache, years of banging around in Nashville and probably just couldn't quite get the break. And there she was just coming into her own. And there's no doubt in my mind that America is standing at attention for several of the artists on The Voice that want to buy their records, will follow their careers, and they have all these newfound fans. So it's really feel-good family entertainment. It's fun. It's clean. And it makes you feel good in your spirit, like, I can do that. We need more of that. I can do that. I can make a difference in myself, my family. I can rise up. Get off the couch and do something with my life. So I just, you know, want to commend the networks for seeing the valuable aspect of this.
Well, they say for next year, American Idol's, or last year, they've, you know, that they've reached their point in American Idol, and you switched to The Voice years ago, though. Okay. What else is going on here in the world? Let me talk about George Stephanopoulos for a second. George Stephanopoulos, who is on ABC News, is one of their main main guys there in political commentary and other things, of course, helped get Bill Clinton elected in the office. He was with the Clintons. He left the Clinton the circus and went out on his own. He became started working for different news organizations, and now ABC thinks enough of him. They gave him a $105 million contract last year, just for 7 years, $105 million, which is one of the reasons a lot of people think that ABC is not pursuing what's going on with Mr. Stephanopoulos. Now, if you remember, there was a guy by the name of Peter Schweitzer who wrote a book called Clinton Cash, and he talked about all the cash that was being moved into the Clinton accounts by overseas entities that seemed like after that they got favored nation status or neat things started happening to them, while after either Bill spoke to them or that they gave money to the Clinton Foundation. Well, Mr. Stephanopoulos had Schweitzer on his show and grilled him and said, well, weren't you a speechwriter for George Bush? He says, yeah, I was for, you know, for several months, but, you know, it was just for months and I just, you know, and that was it. He says, well, but you've got this contact to the Bushes, right? So this is your writing here is probably tainted and gave that type of impression. At the same time, Mr. Stephanopoulos did not volunteer that he had given $75,000 to the Clinton or the Clinton Foundation over a period of 3 years, plus appearing at all of their major events, including hosting it and being one of the auction hosts with Chelsea Clinton. He's close to the Clinton Foundation. He's close to the Clintons, yet he did not disclose any of this. And so what did he say? Well, I should have done that. Yeah, but at first he didn't do that till they really found out it was more than $25,000. It was $75,000. And it may be more than that. So he says, well, I will recuse myself from being the moderator for debates for the Republicans. Well, excuse me, George. You should recuse yourself from anything that has to do with politics, period, until the election's over. It's obvious that you are tight with the Clintons, that your objectivity is not there because you're giving money to the Clintons. I mean, I don't see you giving money to any of the Republican former presidents, do you? Are you giving $25,000 to the Bush Library? Are you? I don't think so. Or the Reagan Library? I probably not. It's just all to the Clinton foundations. And you can say anything you want, but any person that hears this, from now on, you're tainted, buddy. You're not like somebody giving an opinion like me. I'm just giving an opinion. I'm not a newscaster. I do not moderate, presidential debates. I think, you know, should he lose his job over this? Nah. You know what? We know what he is. He's a Clinton file. But at least he ought to do is recuse himself if it has anything to do with politics and concerning Republicans. We'll be right back.
Does that mean, wait a minute, before we go there, does that mean you don't think that he should read the news? Because now when he's reading the news.
If he's reading news, because he's not a news person, he's not a reporter. If he's reading the news, or he's, you know, as long as it's that. It's as middle of the road as you can get, probably not. But if he's got anything to do with elections or opinions or anything like this, there should be a big disclaimer underneath him. Have given money to, you know, have given, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to Clinton organizations, worked for Clinton, you know, all these other things. You know, I believe Chelsea is my best friend. Things like that should be, there should be all these disclaimers underneath his name. And it should be for any, it should be, for, and that's not just George Stephanopoulos, it should be any commentator or any, or not commentator, but any news professional that's, you know, that's saying, oh, this is breaking news, they should have full disclosure on this. In fact, I think that every one of the reporters should come out and say, you know, it says George Stephanopoulos, Democrat, or it says Brian Williams, Democrat, or Rush Limbaugh, Republican, or whatever he is. I mean, it should have right beside their names, just like it should say that the editorial writer of the Record Searchlight, Democrat. I mean, it should do that. And, you know, because that tells you where they're coming from. That doesn't mean that they agree with everything the Democrats and Republicans are doing, but at least it tells you where they're coming from. Something that we should have looked at maybe a little bit closer in some of our elections around here. The time is 8:47 in the morning. It's 65 degrees out there. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them. but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 10 minutes till 9 here on Wednesday, May the 20th. 65 degrees. We may have a chance of rain today, maybe some thunderstorms, maybe some rain tomorrow. It's not going to be very hot. So we got a chance. We've been having a chance.
For rain?
For rain for several days, and I haven't seen any yet. It's going to be
well,
high near 70 today. Well, at the rodeo.
We were there Saturday night. That was cool.
You know what? You know what? It had enough rain. It was dripping off my hat.
Yes, it was.
It was dripping off my hat.
It was a cool scene.
But yet, nobody left. I love it. Nobody left. Hey, look, when you're in rodeo, we rodeo,
right,
whether it's raining or not.
Hey, if those horses and those cowboys can be out there bucking, we can
sit them. So can we.
So well, I'm glad we brought a blanket. That was nice.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show, this portion of the show.
Speaking of cowboys. This has nothing to do with cowboys. It's got to do with you singing at Wind River.
So how is speaking of cowboys even tied
because,
into
your I think of you because
your segues
you
are
can
weird.
Sing. Well, there's no segue. It was kind of a segue because you're singing whether it's
I don't do country.
Rain or shine. You do country. You've got a you have a CD of country.
Well,
you know, my friends, make Linda start playing some of these songs. I'm going to start playing some of these songs. I'm bringing it in because I can tell you, Linda doing country is just fantastic. When I heard it, I just went, you know what? I fell in love all over again. She's got a CD with country. Right. If you want it.
No, I don't have a CD of country. I have a cassette tape from the 80s that when I was writing a bunch of stuff. That took me to Nashville where I thought I was going to do inspirational stuff. And country ended up going into pop and rock, which then after 9/11, I just decided to go back to what my heart – what gives me the warm fuzzies, and that's doing the standards. So ever since 9/11, I've been in that world. Now, there's been a couple concerts I've done where I've thrown in some of the originals from yesteryear, but I'll tell you what, I will add in a couple country tunes. But we are talking about Wind River Resort and Casino right now, and thank you for your sponsorship. We'll be out there June
4th.
And Rick Hill will be special guest. So we'll have the jazz trio that we always have, Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and our special guest will be Rick Hill. Romance on the River, 7 to 9 with a special menu. Give them a call for reservations. We do fill up 243-3377. We have so much going on. Yep. You know, we have a big birthday this weekend.
Your birthday is
Commander
tomorrow.
Commander Gibson.
And Commander Gibson's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a little bit older than you.
Well, not by much.
Just a little.
Maybe some kind of a generation
Commander Jim,
there.
James Gibson. You know what? What a hero he is.
He is.
I've got so many heroes from this town. Commander Gibson, you know, Bob McIntosh. There's so many out there. Here's an idea about raising money to be sold. A Chicks with Chaps calendar to be sold for donations to vets groups. Chicks with Chaps.
Chicks with Chaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was hearing a little bit of a complaint yesterday that the Chicks with Chaps event this year did not have where we went out into the ring and the girls could, you know, have the cowboys where we got to do the, you know, the bull riding and go back
you,
to the
they
stuff.
They put you on a...
We didn't do that this year.
Yeah.
So
well,
some people were
very... they lost two people last year doing that.
Oh.
Anyway,
you mean they never came home?
They never came home. That's right. They were riding. They were. I was riding a bull, hon. That's
I
all I remember.
I was riding a bull and I ran off with the Marine Corps color guard because they're so damn cute.
I've got.
I'm still cleaning their horses back in their trailers while I went up after them. I'm just saying.
You like those Marine Corps color guard?
I hope they come didn't back have them. Next year.
Well, you know, I think we have to work at that because they just can't get. You know what?
They're so
because of sequestration, they can only go to so many rodeos, and you've got to go out early and say, "Hey, I want them." And they love coming up here. So, hey, I want to get in this last 5 minutes. We have people in the chat room here. I want to talk about city council last night. Voted to eliminate the business improvement district last night. Now, this is the bid, Business Improvement District, that supported downtown events like the Christmas Parade, Aviva Downtown events. They bought bikes for the bikes. You know, we wanted to bring back the bike patrol for the police. Well, they bought bikes for the police. They instituted a sweeping of the streets, you know, all around the downtown business district. Trash receptacles, because how many trash receptacles do you see downtown? Well, they're putting 10 or 11 or 12 of them out there, putting those out. What else they did? Oh, you know, just these things. Why? Because it started with Kristen Schrader. She didn't want to give the DRBA volunteers. And by the way, they're all volunteers. And they're volunteers. And by the way, I was one of those volunteers, so I can say this. I know I was in there, and I was in there for a short period of time, but I also know how it was run. And that everything that was being done there was to help downtown. And nobody's receiving money. Nobody's getting anything out of this thing. And some of the good people that are on it, I'm not going to mention their names, but they've been insulted, they've been accused of things, and never had a chance to really clear themselves. And, of course, you know, I don't take that just kind of sitting down. And I can tell you that some of the things that were said were absolutely false. But, see, there's nothing you can do about that because, oh, no, that's just the way I saw it. Well, it may be the way you saw it, ma'am, but it's completely false. But they could have given the DRBA 30 days to correct anything they had, which most of it was transparency issues. And it had nothing to do with money. All the money was being taken care of. All the money was kept. Everybody, the money was being spent correctly. Everything was accounted for. It had nothing to do with money. It had to do with transparency issues and the Brown Act. Now, here's the funniest thing. I'm going to hit the Brown Act again because nobody in the organization knew we were even under the Brown Act, including the liaison from the city council. He was struck as much by surprise as anybody. So then we have to, okay, then let's have a class on this. Well, they had all this counsel there. The DRBA went to Walt McNeil and said, you know, what are our options here? Well, because DRBA had sought legal advice, not legal counsel, but just legal advice about what can we do. I mean, they want to do away with us. And over things that we could fix, but we don't have any choice here, it escalated. So instead of trying to fix it, as you would think a city council would, they decided just to do away with the whole thing. So all the money that's spent downtown to help downtown is going away. The bid's going away. And now, because they did something, the city council has been accused of doing things illegally incorrectly, to do with the Brown Act. Now they want to know is who told us this? Who told you guys this? You know what we're going to do? We're going to investigate that person who said we were doing incorrect or illegal things. And we want them. So we're going to turn this over to the DA. I have a feeling that this could go places. Does the city council really want to do this? Does the city council really want to do this? To go after maybe people that are in City Hall, in the city staff? Is that what you're doing? That's what it sounds like. Frankly, the DRBA, we in the DRBA have just kind of like, okay, well, whatever. If you want to do away with this, with all the stuff we've been doing, that's fine. You know what? I need that extra time to run my business instead of having to go out there and figure out ways how we can help downtown and help build our downtown and do these things and do the right things. So,
do you feel like you were kicked in the teeth?
Well, I don't take too much offense what people say because, frankly, I don't give – rat's ass what people think about me. Most, you know, you. I care about you and, you know, a couple, very few others. But there are a lot of people in the DRBA that are really good people. They're nice people that they're really trying to help. They felt just, I mean, molested in public because things were said about them while they were sitting there. And they're sitting here going, oh, wait a minute, that's not what happened. And yet you don't have a chance to say anything. Because once you're out of that public comment, then when the lawyer stands up and says, wait a minute, this is not public comment, you sit down. I mean, this is where I thought of the term imperial counsel. You know, thank God it's not 2,000 years ago because I'd be out in the arena fighting lions this week.
Well, that's anyway, what you're doing right now, babe, whether you know it or not.
Well, you know, the shield's up. I've worn the shield a long time. It's got some dents in it, but it's never been. You know what? I've always come back with this shield. You know what? And this isn't over. So, anyway. But today's show's over. And tomorrow we got the sheriff on. We've got a lot of things happening tomorrow, including Barry Tippin. Let's ask Barry why we're raising the electric rates. Could be a big, reason there. But the city council's behind it, so, I mean, it's going to happen. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's a big job determining what vehicles to recall because of defective Takata airbags, and it could be weeks before it's all sorted out. It'll be the biggest auto recall ever in the U.S. Auto safety expert Sean Kane says the government is partly to blame.
They took the manufacturer's word there wasn't a bigger problem. So what we've seen is the government has really enabled this crisis. So now we've got a point where we have just a huge number of vehicles that are under the recall that can't even be supplied appropriately.
Six people killed, more than 100 injured by exploding airbags that sent shrapnel flying. Lots of debris to be cleared away in North Texas, slammed by at least two tornadoes, damaged buildings, and caused flooding last night. Wise County resident Wesley Campbell tells KDFW-TV it was a ferocious storm.
We can feel the house moving, the wind is blowing out, and the roof left, and we just rode it out. It was rough.